On Monday, August 8th, Tall Can Audio hits 1,000 episodes.
Wait, that's still on? Who could possibly still care?
And the gang is all here to celebrate.
It's euphoric. It's got to be close to nirvana. It's outstanding.
For the first time ever, Maddie, Michaela, Rob, and Matt are all live in studio together.
It's happening, you guys! It's happening! Oh, my God, guys! Oh, my God! I wish you all were here!
Is this likely to go well?
Just check my notes here. No!
At least it will make a lot of noise.
Boom. Here comes the boom.
1,000 pods and 1,000 pints.
I don't think I've ever been as proud in my entire life.
TCA 1000 drops Monday, August 8th, wherever you find low-quality podcasts.
Fuck, it's out of control. Shit.
Like one third more sports than a normal can.
Welcome to Audio Whiplash. Rob across the table again. How are you?
Outstanding.
Always, man. You always come in here.
I set the mark high.
Okay. So that you can leave here just devastated.
Exactly.
Well, long way to crash.
Can you imagine if I started less than this?
Yeah, wow.
I'd be leaving here wrecked.
We got a few things to touch on tonight.
Topics he's talking about.
Unless this guy ends up wrecked. I wanted to start with something. I don't want to spend a lot of time on it, but we've been talking a lot over the last couple of weeks about this Apple Music thing. And one of the things that came out a week or two ago was, you know, a bunch of the artists were not pleased that during the 90-day free trial, they weren't going to be getting paid either, right? If no one was having to pay for the service, no one involved in it would get paid. And so
that's fine for you, Apple.
Yeah.
Make that decision for the rest of us.
So I think a lot of the bigger acts were not overly broken up about it, right? But some of your smaller indie bands were not super impressed. So Taylor Swift wrote a letter that...
Great lips, by the way.
Great singing lips, is that?
That's absolutely where I was going with that.
Okay. Is condemning too strong a word?
Nope. No, I think that's probably...
Yeah. Condemning Apple's approach to this and that, you know, you've made a business decision that's good for you. It doesn't really work for the rest of the industry. And so that kind of went viral. A bunch of artists backed her up. It might have been Elvis Costello that tweeted, if you can believe that... She would be our future president. Everyone follow our future president or whatever. I'm still kind of blown away that he would know how to do that. But
yeah, way to go, Elvis.
Yeah, look at you. So within 24 hours, Eddie Q, who's one of the big wigs over at Apple and had sat down with Tim Cook and...
Oh, I love you, Eddie Q. No?
Close enough.
All right.
Got to swing everyone's direction.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Well, if I was a little more sold on it, I probably could have.
they sat down some of these bigwigs and had a meeting and decided, you know what, we'll pay the artists. And I guess he called Taylor Swift personally, and so she, you know, went on to her Twitter account. She's equally as tech savvy as Elvis Costello.
Right.
And
well, you're going to be president.
President also recently joined Twitter, at POTUS, if you're interested.
At POTUS. I'm not sure if I dig POTUS.
President of the United States?
Yeah, no. Yeah, I get it.
Well, maybe someone out there didn't. You could have taken that bullet for them.
Sounds disrespectful. I'm not
sup, POTUS. Sure,
yeah.
Something you might name your dog.
Exactly. But you didn't like.
Maybe he named his dog.
That's it. POTUS.
So I've totally...
That
she came off and said, I'm extremely pleased that Apple's made this decision to change their course. And it all actually came full circle today with her making an announcement that she was going to put her newest album, 1989, on Apple Music. Now, it's currently not on Google Music or Spotify or whatever. She doesn't believe in that kind of streaming service. But she said, you know, they've made a show of good faith and they've shown me that maybe this model can work. So I'm going to put the album up there. And she didn't clarify whether all of her albums were going up there, but at least this one for now was.
See, and it's funny because I looked at the letter, right? And so she and she touched on a lot of the things that you're talking about, right? And she's saying, yeah, you know what? As you said, it's a business decision for you and all those things. And I'm not really worried about me. I'm on my fifth album.
Right.
I'm established and I can afford to float my own crew and the production and all that stuff.
What she's about just bragging.
Well, and so, but she's like, what about the new acts and this sort of stuff? And yeah, I don't know. You know, I get what she's saying, but she's saying, you know, I think this is a great way to expose music, to get music to my fans. So she said streaming is, I totally endorse the streaming, right? So which is it, Taylor, honestly, you know?
And it's like what you and I have talked about on these shows in the past, where if I, you know, just to be easy, the Tragically Hip, right? If they're putting out a new album and I know I want to get, I buy it, right? If I've heard one song on the radio and I don't know about these guys yet, these services, these streaming services, a great way to go hear the whole album. And then I probably will go back across the street to my iPhone and buy it, right? So I always have it with me.
Right. And you know what? And I don't mean to give the wrong impression because I do believe that whatever the story, whatever the deal is, right? Artists should be getting paid for what they do, right? And so fundamentally, absolutely, I think she's right, you know? And you've touched on the biggest factor, which is in that period, that's the thing, right? You're looking at the Glorious Sons album and you're like, yeah, you know what? I love that heavy tune, right?
Yep.
And you go check it out and you go, ah, that white noise isn't bad. And you sort of go, oh, I'll scoop the album now.
Yep.
But I'm taking it. That's the kind of thing that I'm taking in my 3 month to touch back on an older, more dated reference, my Columbia house, right? My 10 CDs for 5 pennies or 10 pennies, whatever the deal was, right? And so you're right. And so those are the things. And you go later on when I'm hooked into the subscription for 10 bucks a month, you start backfilling the catalog, whatever, stuff that you're sure on, right? You're sold on.
Right.
Whereas you may go, maybe I don't want to.
And it'd be interesting to see what the technology is. Like what happens after those 90 days, right? Because now all of us, like, I don't think, so 90 days is up. I've built a collection of, for example, say 200 songs. And now on day 91, they take 10 bucks from me.
Yep.
That doesn't, I don't, like, that wouldn't just go to the artists that I then get after that. I would think those artists that I've already.
I don't think so.
Accumulated start getting their share of that because it's not a buy, right?
I think once you pay your 10 bucks is when that your subscription goes into the pool and whatever you do from there, they're getting their 10th of a cent or I have even no idea what the share is, but I don't think it's anything until you are a subscriber and it's everything from there, not what you've already sampled.
Yeah. See, and we probably could have done a little more research first because I think it's the opposite, right?
Okay.
I think
if that was the case, then Taylor Swift wouldn't be up in arms.
Except I've got her music for 90 days without her getting it, right?
Right. I think it's they're not getting any money at all.
Well, they weren't, right? You don't think they ever will. Why would she still have?
Well, because I think I can go on in that
90 days, I can get her 1989 album, go, see, you were right to stay off because now I've screwed you over. And
right, because
I don't think
because,
it works that way.
Well, because the flip side of that is what Apple's saying is, yeah, okay, so we're going to pay the artists in the 90s. We won't charge you, Matt.
Right.
So Taylor Swift is getting her money now. That's why she's recanting.
Yeah, but I think because it's not a purchase, I think it's a percentage goes to each artist or a membership goes to each artist or whatever based on what percentage of the you know, traffic on the system is going to Taylor Swift versus, you know, Bullet for My Valentine or somebody like that, right?
Right.
Which is obviously going to be a much smaller.
For sure.
Yeah.
They're not getting a tenth of a cent from me.
You're not getting T-Swizz money.
Yeah. No, exactly. Tay-Tay.
Few of us are.
Yeah, no, nobody is. But yeah, so this makes sense. And really what that comes down to is Apple saying that they're gonna flick off a chunk of their billions that they're going to make right to the artists, right? I think that's one of those things going, oh, okay, I'll just be stinking rich instead of filthy rich. Right, I think it's not really much of a.
That's funny. You said earlier a tenth of a cent, and I know you were just guessing. I think I read it was 0.2 of it, or 0.02 of a cent you get per song.
Okay.
Or that's what Apple is going to pay during this 90-day process.
Okay, so it's yeah.
Like you better sell some music. Like.
Wow. Yeah. All right. And then you look at that, and now that's per song. That's per album.
Per song. So you know you'd be up to. Almost 2 cents for an album. I'm killing it over here.
Yeah, look at this. I'll be making a nickel in no time. Look at me go, Grandpa.
Yeah.
Wow.
And like I looked at that and I don't understand how that business model works when on the actual iTunes store, she would get $10 when I go and buy the album or 12 or whatever it is, right? Why would I settle?
Well, I think she addressed that in the letter too, right? That she fully endorses the Apple method, right, yeah. As a way to reach her fans, right? Yeah. So she was just feeling a little disenchanted with this new model, right? So if they could show a little something here.
Disenchanted sounds like the title of a Taylor Swift song.
Disenfranchised, disillusioned.
Sure, any of those.
Discombobulated.
You've written a whole album for it.
Exactly. I'm going to throw dis on the front of a bunch of words and see what fits.
Yeah. Like.
Dismissal.
Dislike.
Yeah. You've been dismissed. Thank you very much for your efforts here today.
So, I mean, it'll be interesting to see. Obviously, I don't know if the artists are. I don't know if 0.02 of a cent is the going rate. On the system, or if that's going to be what they get paid as a here's something during this 90-day process, right? So that'll be interesting for me to see anyway. Because it doesn't seem like a lot of money.
No, but again, not in this apartment. Yeah, she's not getting 0.02 of a cent off of anybody in this place, right? That ain't happening. So, yeah, okay. But, you know, we are never... ever
getting back together.
Yeah, that's it. That's I'll get that version, just not hers.
I'll pay you the 0.02 cents for permission to use that, Taylor, if you just hang tight.
Oh, are they gonna say you're gonna give it to me?
No.
If I could sing it to you?
Nope.
Okay.
Certainly not.
All right, well, and I've actually you tell your friends or your friends tell my friends. Somebody's telling somebody's friends. This is it. This is the extent of that I got.
So to segue into...
You sure you don't want to hear any more of that? I could hit you with a little more of that. No? Taylor Swift, my version of that? No? You're willing to move away from that already? That's gold, Jerry!
You know what? Tweet in to @TallCanAudio if you're interested in hearing Rob sing more next week.
Okay.
We may or
and
may
And you know
not,
what? And honestly, if you're going to take the time to tweet, we absolutely believe in listener satisfaction. So feel free to bring suggestions.
Like, please don't sing, Rob.
Yeah, I can do a little Neil Diamond. A little Roxanne. Please, come on, I can do...
See, I wouldn't mind hearing that.
All right. Well, see, because I go Johnny High Voice anyways, yeah. Right? So that is kind of how that works. So, all right. Anyways, if you're not interested, and clearly you speak on behalf of the listeners...
I don't. That's why I've... @TallCanAudio. Let us know.
Let us know.
You are listening to Audio Whiplash. The show so badass, we don't need lasers and explosions. But we got them anyway.
To kind of transition over, it's just another cool thing that I think has actually been out for a while. That have you ever used Uber?
You know what? No. But you know that I have it because if it's any kind of technology, anything that involves an app, no, probably not, right? But
you seem to have figured out that Score app.
Love that. You mean the Score chocolate bar or you mean the actual...
Oh, cool.
Yeah, no, because I do love that. No, but you know what?
No idea how many times I've come into a room and seen you chewing on your phone.
Yes. But it's everywhere, right? And in terms of Uber, and I've been hearing about it from people way more cutting edge than I have. And honestly, it's very intriguing. So for many reasons, because A, I hate cabs.
So that is going to kind of be the meat of it. But I did see, I think this thing's been out for a while, but I have the app. I've had it for a while, but I've never actually used the service, right? I wanted to check it out, see what it was all about. And I think I'm going to try it out tomorrow. I'm heading out of town, so I'm going to use it to head over to the station and just to check it out and to see what it's all about. But
bring Mace.
Right. So while I was checking it out and looking around, they have a spot that you can pair your Spotify app with your Uber app. Now stick with me, Rob. But it would
reeling,
allow you.
Reeling right now. So, are we talking about multiple apps right at the moment?
It would allow you to, and I know it started out in 10 cities. If you can believe it, Ottawa, Canada was not amongst the first 10 worldwide. But
no problems.
It might be here by now because I think this has been around for a while. And what it does is to kind of make you feel more like this is your deal. When you get into the car with your Spotify open and hit play on a playlist or whatever, it will, through the Uber system, start to play it through that car's speakers. So now, you know, you've picked the tunes, you've picked the music, and you didn't have to do anything in terms of looking around on the radio or, you know, reaching up to the front and playing that guy's stereo or whatever.
Move aside, Sanchez.
It would just, I guess, via whatever system, the Uber drivers all have Uber phones that are tied into this system, right? So your phone would connect to the Uber phone and it would just start to play through the system, which if you're trying to really, it's little things like that that will slowly start to bring people around, right? Is these little things that make it feel more personalized to you and super convenient and, you know, how many times you've gotten in a car and heard, you know, CBC Radio 2 or something being played or whatever.
Yeah, well, and that is the thing, right? Yeah, how many cabbies, you know, listen to CBC Radio and you go, phew.
All of them, from what I can tell.
You're killing me.
So that was a kind of a neat little feature that I thought today, just checking it out.
You know what? I have a question for you.
All right.
In terms of, well, you know what? And it's going to fall because I know the answer for you. See, I love my music. Yeah. I listen to music, as we've talked before, 10 hours a day I have music going for whatever I'm doing. But I am hesitant to force my music on other people.
Well, it crossed my mind, right? Like, if you are at a point where you've decided this person in the front seat is not a human being and I don't care what he thinks.
Right. I'm
and
totally
he's just providing the service. Then right. Yeah, you don't care. You get in, you play it, you crank it up. You don't care what he's thinking.
Drone?
Right.
Drive on, drone. Yeah. No,
whipping him like a horse.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I'm going to put on whatever. I'm going to listen to the little bit of that.
Right. And you know
bloody
that
bloody roots.
You know that these guys have had some experiences where someone jumps in with something awful and it's just cranked up way too loud. And
how much dubstep can you really get your hands
right
on?
Or I mean, some of that weird metal where you can't actually understand.
Yeah, right, like, Sepultura. That's right. What I was going with. Roots. Bloody roots.
So, like, it does seem a little unfair to these drivers that, you know, that could easily throw you off or somebody's honking at you. Or you'd think there's got to be some kind of control, but it didn't say anything about that, right? Like, even if, because I wouldn't mind necessarily, most of the time, I don't want to talk to the cabbie. I want to get in, whether I'm with other people or by myself. I'd really rather just get in and, you know, read through Facebook or my email or whatever on my phone, and I don't want to talk.
See, and this will be a wicked stretch for you. I don't mind.
Yeah.
I don't mind shooting it around with a cabbie, seeing what's up, what are you thinking?
So in a situation, if I was more a person like you, I would like the idea of being able to get in, put on my music, but not at a ridiculous level, and then I can still have the conversation or whatever. But it does seem a little presumptuous to, but really no more presumptuous than the cabbie assuming you want to listen to whatever the hell he's listening to.
Or he thinks that cologne you're wearing is a good idea. That's presumptuous.
Well, that goes both ways. Why don't you put some on?
Well, yeah, exactly. I can share it with you. Is it envy? Is that what this is?
Brute.
Yeah, brute envy. I'm more of a Blue Stratos guy, but that's okay.
All right.
Tom Henke back in the day.
What was that? A little more feedback we got on Twitter was Rob.
Yeah, a little more 80s J's, and you know what? I
Rob
don't care.
Yelling,
yeah,
80s, you know what? Facts of people.
That guy knows who he is.
He's concerned about why he keeps getting asked about cricket.
I think he knows.
Doesn't seem to. Okay. I'll let you two sort that out.
Yeah, exactly.
Off the air,
exactly.
We'll have to have him on here, and you guys can debate. But anyway, I just thought that was kind of a cool little addition. You know, brute and a lot of brute.
Yes.
Uber is now working with, you know, in Toronto and in many other cities, obviously, different restaurants, right? That they'll go and pick up something and bring it to your office, right? It's a certain list of restaurants that they've partnered with, and it's the ride plus the cost of the meal. And so they're trying to branch out into these sorts of...
Okay, now they're losing me a bit.
Additionals. Well, you don't have to use it.
No, I know, but because the concept of straight and clean, right, is if you want to be in competition, and the idea, I believe, of starting something such as Uber is the sheer monopoly that cab companies have. And I understand as soon as I say companies, people are going to say, well, that's not a monopoly if there's more than one. Yeah, okay, there's more than one gas company too, yep. Right? And do you notice that doesn't matter where you are in the city, you're paying within a half a cent a liter? Collusion.
Yep.
So when you have multiple companies colluding together.
And it, so you are, yeah, leading us down the road to where we want to get.
Come with me.
Yeah. Follow me, everyone.
Exactly.
I'm going to tell you about technology.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. I will yell from my front porch at you kids to get off my lawn. That'll happen. And oh, if you only ever saw Alfredo Griffin to Garth Orange.
In tighty whiteys and a white tank top. Yes.
Really?
Well, that's normally the attire for standing on the porch yelling at children.
I was going to say, I see the tank top. I don't know what the tighty whiteys though.
And I notice you're not replacing them with anything.
That's exactly right.
So Uber all over the world has been meeting tons of resistance from cities and governments and whatever that... claim it's for, and I don't want to be too sarcastic, but claim it's for the public's safety, that these Uber cars haven't had to buy the same permits and licenses as licensed cab companies in those cities. And so it allows that local government to monitor what's happening.
And take in the fees.
Exactly. It is a source of income for these governments.
Income.
And Uber does not provide that. And so they've been getting blocked all over the place and injunctions filed and, you know, being made illegal and whatever. So today, there's been other protests or whatever. Today is about as bad as the one, as bad
yeah.
of an example as I've seen. And it was in Paris and there were cabs literally just stopping all over the place and blocking roads and in and out of airports.
Airport, yeah.
Yeah. And it got to a point where some of them were flipping over Uber cars and burning them. And it gets to a point where you wonder, you're not protesting it. Like, this isn't legal anymore. Like, okay. You're now just, if you've deemed Uber a criminal.
Well, and allow me.
Please.
Yeah. Just for a second, as somebody who has on a couple of occasions
flipped cars and burned them.
No, you went in a different direction with that. I was going to say been to France.
Oh.
But I can see where you're going with that. And you know what? Flipping a car is much harder than you think.
No, you get one of those little smart cars and you just up and toss it.
any kind, right? You think, yeah, you know what? I can do that. You know what? It's much harder than you'd think. But France, in terms of the Republic and all those things and their ideals and their vacations. Honestly, these are people who who get a crazy amount of vacation time, laid back, supposed to be a better, you know, speed of life over there. Look, we have a shorter work day. We get more vacations. We're healthier. A little bit of wine. But they protest like mofos all the time. I don't know what's going
on.
I'm
upset here.
I don't know. Well, exactly.
I'm not happy.
How can you be that laid back? And is that red wine? Is that really that good for you?
Probably is tied into the car flip.
Man, when I was there, I was there in 92. I flew into Charles de Gaulle, right? And I was going to catch the high-speed train from there straight down to Barcelona. And they said, it'll take you, and you know what? I can't, you know what, that's a couple of years ago. But we'll say 8 hours,
right?
On a relatively high-speed train. Holy smokes, man, it must have taken me 18 hours to get from Paris to Barcelona. Why, you ask? Because the trucking industry was on strike, and they had smashed all the lights on the rail system. They had...
Right.
And you're like, what's wrong with you guys? This is not how this works. You're impeding my enjoyment of this laid-back lifestyle you got over here. Ho, ho, wee, wee. What is this? Yeah. Help me out. And I was on a train with a kid who screamed, at least from Paris to Marseille, at least. And you know what? I certainly don't advocate violence against children. But I think the parents should have got punched. And... really? So this whole idea that, yeah, you know, we're upset. But they march in the street. They wave flags.
Well, so what was interesting about this one is, of all the celebrities in the world that you could think of, Courtney Love ends up in the middle of this on some tour.
And you know what? Just you're right.
Yeah.
And if you looked at that, she's tweeting, one of the first couple tweets, she's tweeting at Kanye West.
Yeah, that was strange to me too.
Like, so
help me, Kanye.
Yeah, help me, Kanye.
Rap Jesus. Like, help me.
Yeah, like, wow. Like, so you go, Courtney Love. Irrelevant.
Kanye.
And then Kanye.
Somewhat relevant.
Well, yeah, okay. Yeah. But it's an odd combo.
I didn't get the whole story, but they were coming from the same festival or something. I don't really know the whole, you know, why she was calling out to him, but...
Calling out!
It was interesting to me that she had, like you said, she's taking these pictures and all these tweets, and she's tweeting at the president. Get to the airport.
Yeah.
Is this how you let people get treated in your country?
Yeah. Like, well, and you know what? That's just an
at French POTUS, get here.
Yeah. And you see that? And of course the French POTUS totally disregarded. But the Prime Minister weighed in on it, which is, you know, it must come with the title. Presidents were indifferent. Prime Ministers were uptight, and we really care what you're thinking. What's happening there?
And so this you know, she's tweeting that this is what's happening and that her driver is being held hostage by these cab drivers.
Right.
And she's looking around and there's cars being burned and whatever. And she said they managed to pay a couple guys on motorcycles to get them out of this jam.
That was sketchy. Who and how does that happen?
Well, I have no idea, right? But she said, you know, and again, we're going on the word of Courtney Love.
I have this idyllic World War II kind of thing. Steve McQueen, he's in the, I don't know.
Steve McQueen is a total badass.
Yeah. And they're, I don't know, they're jumping fences in small French farmyards. And I got no idea. It's the Great Escape. Are these motorcycles or are these mopeds? I don't know. I have this post-World War II thing going here. Well,
you haven't been there since 92, so.
Yeah, but that
seems pretty... Yeah, okay. Half the distance or half the time.
Yeah, okay. But I just, we paid guys. What do these guys look like? I want a fuller picture of this.
Well, so she says we ride by a couple of cops yelling and pointing at them that they didn't do anything and whatever. And I guess, obviously, this was going on all over Paris. Are they going to step in and...
Yeah, and if she knew anything, yelling, waving, and gesturing is very French. That's what they do.
Oh, look, they're one of ours.
That's exactly. Look at her. Look at that. She picks it up like that.
Proud French woman.
Exactly. Awesome. She's good. She's happy to be home, coming in from the airport. She's yelling, waving.
And it just, like, it was one of these things where, like, this is, like, you've deemed, apparently, Uber to be criminal, and that's fine. And so we are going to step it up 12 times, their criminal act, to make our point here. You're burning cars and holding people hostages and shutting down a city and what? Get it under control over there. Like, honest to God.
Right.
Our city council here in Ottawa has said, we don't really like Uber. Like, and they're taking steps to go through and get rid of it, but...
Well, they don't like Uber because it's woken them up from their...
Well, and this is my whole
late morning nap.
This goes back to, for me, the same thing we talked about on episode one of this show. A broken-ass system that people are clinging to for dear life to make sure that cash flow keeps coming in. And anything that threatens it, oh, we better put a stop to that, right? Like, this is where the world is going. Right?
Yeah,
technology is going to keep finding new ways of doing things that we've been locked into doing one way for a long time. And the problem with Uber is we're having the wrong conversations. It shouldn't be, how do you block it?
How can we make it better?
Right. How do we make it safe if that's actually your concern?
Right.
How do we make it legal? It's coming whether you like it or not.
And let's be honest. So the other night after the Tall Can Sports, trying to make a bus connection, trying to make my way across the city from here. Got two-thirds of my way, and I went, you know what? The bus isn't happening. I grabbed a cab. Okay, so I'm two-thirds of the way home. $30. Okay, so I had to wait 15 minutes, then pay $30 for the privilege of getting in a cab and riding, honestly, almost the same amount of time it would take me on a bus. Now, this one took me to my door, didn't have a 10-minute walk. $30, it's excessive. And I'm not a cheap guy, and it wasn't...
Well, and so for people who don't know, let me tell you, because I always take the cab over to the train station. It's almost always between $25 and $28.
Too much, man, from here to there.
I checked, because one of the things that Uber gives you as you go into the app... uses the GPS on your phone to say, this is where we think you are, and you confirm, right, your address or your location. You type in where you're going, and you can ask for a fare estimate. And it'll be, you know, pending traffic or whatever. So I punched in that route. $11.50.
Yeah.
See, are you kidding me? You think I'm going to keep paying you? And the overage that cab company is charging me is because they're paying the city all that money. And because they're...
Yeah.
Fucking believable.
And so the gist of my story is, I found it to be excessive, but I thought, okay, you know what? I'm home. So last night I'm out and about, and the same thing. So I had a conference call I had to make, and I was running late. Missed my bus, my connection, my final, again, two-thirds of the way out. And I thought, okay, you know what? I loathe the idea of paying another $30, but if I'm going to make it, I phone, and the cab company tells me, we'll be there in 15 to 20 minutes. Okay, well, the next bus is coming then, and I've already invested in a bus pass. Guess what? They don't send the cab. Keep it.
So I've got Uber open in front of me right now. There's four cars in my area. 3 minutes till pickup, 4 minutes till pickup, 2 minutes till pickup.
Right. See? And to me, that...
I wonder which one I want to go with.
Right. And so now you're talking about half the price, and they're here... By the time you get out and lock your door and walk out the front door.
And apparently I can listen to my music if I want to when I get in.
Right. And to me, that is, and as you talk about it, it is a different service offering the same service, but it's a different slant on it. And honestly, that's how it has to go.
And I don't want to make this a thing about virtues and you can't stop the world. This is going to be ridiculous. How many millions of dollars and hours of court time was spent when people first started saying, I want my music online? Well, that's not how we sell it to you, so that's not going to work. And Napster started, and it got shut down, and LimeWire started, and got shut down, until someone finally figured it out, right?
Until somebody bigger and more reputable got into it.
Okay, but found a model that everyone was comfortable with. iTunes... iTunes. When Netflix started, the cable companies didn't want it. Hey, you're showing this stuff commercial free and you're going to cut it $9 a month. No, we can't compete with that. And yeah. that was tried to
charge
be stopped
more,
everywhere. Did any of these things get stopped, or did it just waste everybody's time and money? You might be able to shut down Uber, and 6 months later, someone comes and does it again. You're never going to stop it.
Yeah, they won't stop Uber. I think the horse is out of the barn there.
It's gotten way too
big.
The Uber drivers do not pay 1 second of attention to the bylaw officers because they send that bill or that fine in, and Uber sends them a check and go, there you go.
Yeah.
Like, Uber doesn't care.
Right.
And like I said, tomorrow, this I'm going to try it out tomorrow.
Man,
we'll see how it goes.
Do it.
We'll talk about it on the next show or whatever. I'm sure it's going to be fine. And part of it is because I think this debate has gotten so stupid that I want to at least once throw my support in and go, I don't know if I'm pro or anti-Uber yet, but I'm pro the idea, right?
I think you know already where you are. And obviously you've looked at it enough. You have the app up and going, and you know. How many times have you had to wait for a cab? You've been going to the airport? You've been going to the train station?
Left hanging sometimes.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. And a buddy of mine, he tried it out, or he's been using it, had a bad instance with one driver, and they couldn't find each other downtown in a huge crowd. And so this driver charged him the $5 cancellation fee. And I've been standing here the whole, they couldn't find each other. He said he called another car that found him in 5 minutes. That guy drove him home. The guy showed him on the app. That driver showed him on the app where you could send in a complaint. And by the time he was home, Uber had responded with an email and said, your account's been refunded that $5.
Yeah. Yeah. And see, man, that's crazy. That's crazy.
That's all within a half hour.
That kind of talk of responsiveness and...
Have you ever left something in a cab? It's a nightmare trying to get it back.
You know what? Funny you should ask that, because the night that I was, 2 nights ago or 3 nights ago, whatever that was, when I was, I get in the back of the cab and we're driving away from where I met the cab, and the dispatch comes on and goes, hey, car, blah, 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 blah. Check to see if there's a set of shoes left in your car.
I took my shoes off and I got in.
Honestly, and I'm like, what? And he's like, shoes? The driver's
what?
Like, yeah. He's like, okay, who wears shoes? So anyways, he's talking and I reach down. Well, there's a pair of shoes. So
wow. How's your night going?
Yeah, so I'm holding them up by the toe because I'm not putting my hand in them. That's gross. Right? And the guy's like, wow. Yeah, okay, I'll bring it back to him, but I'm charging him.
Yeah. And that happened. I was coming up here once before I moved up here. I left a bag, if you can believe it, a backpack with my laptop in it, in the back of a... And so now I called the cab. I noticed it, or realized, 2 minutes after it left, I had another bag.
Yeah.
Call him back. Yeah, okay. But he's going to have to charge you the fare that it takes to come back. Well, it's that or another $1,000 on a laptop. So, yeah, let's send him back.
Yeah.
It took me no more than 2 minutes to make the phone call. I don't know how long it took them to call him.
Right.
He showed up 25 minutes later claiming $40 on the meter.
Yeah, no.
Fuck you, buddy. I handed him 20. He grabbed the bag out of his hand and walked away. And even the 20 was more than it should have
been
at that point.
And you know what? The guy who was driving the cab for me the night, a friendly guy, when he got off the phone with the dispatch, he said, yeah, he goes... The woman was living in city housing. He says, I'm not going to charge her.
Right.
She left the crappy shoes here in the car. He says, once I drop you off, I'll swing back. He goes, if we don't tell the dispatch and the company that we're going to charge her, they get upset about it.
Right.
Right. And it's all about that.
Oh,
and
this guy was going to charge me for sure.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. But the reality of that is responsiveness to customer needs, right? Or how about, what do you think is going to bring people back? As soon as you start being a douche, like the major companies, then guess what? Uber's good as long as it's A, responsive, and B, cheaper.
But I wonder how far does this go? if I call you tomorrow and say, look, I need a ride to the airport, I'll give you $20 to get make it worth your while to get out. Does the city get to come over? That's not part of our...
Am I an Uber cab at that point?
Basically. What is the difference, though?
There's nothing.
Like, the reason that these music download things before Apple made it legit were so hard to pin down was there wasn't just some magic database in the sky where you went and downloaded it from. I had a couple hundred songs, you had a couple hundred songs, he had a couple, and it connected everyone. And I could jump on, and while I'm trying to find something in his, and I didn't know person by person, right, but it's searching the network, and someone is looking through my library and go, yeah, that's the one I want. And it was called peer-to-peer, and that's why it made it so hard to pin these companies down, was because right. You were talking about millions of people. Well, that's what Uber is. Uber is an application on the web that connects people willing to drive with people needing a ride. So I don't think they're going to have – they may, like I said, shut down Uber, and then they'll open up as Uber, and we'll carry on, right? Oh.
I prefer Obo.
This is not Uber.
This is what is it? But see, you know what? And so
but you can't nail it down. That's my point. You're never going to figure it out. Like, that's been my – we're having the wrong discussion. How do we make it work? Not how do we stop it? That's a ridiculous thing to try and do.
And you know what? And you've danced around it a bit, and you've kind of towed it a little bit. The whole idea of new ways of doing things and going, well, we can't do that. That's never happened before. I don't understand that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And the whole concept of, yeah, okay, just because you've never done it that way doesn't mean that that isn't a viable option moving forward. And if that doesn't work, then you go, you touch it, right? There was that article that I was reading in terms of exactly what you're talking about and this idea that cabs or taxis, that's just one way of accessing different types of labor or services, yep, or whatever it is, right?
Yep.
That really all anybody's looking for, like how many times have you Googled something? You thought, oh, I wonder what about framing, man? I got some stuff I need to get framed.
Yeah.
That kind of thing, right? Accountants, whatever those are, any kind of service that you're looking for. You're at a point now where everybody is trending towards the idea of that I want it.
Service on demand.
On demand.
Yep.
And I got to be able to find that somewhere.
Yep.
Right? And so more and more, you're going to find that whole thing that...
There's a website called Fiverr that's been built around this. And it started out as kind of a, I'll do whatever for $5. And it could have been, it was literally anything you could imagine, right? I'll draw this for you, or I'll voice this for you. And I'll do it for $5. And it was kind of a laugh. And what it turned into was $5 was a base whatever, but for $50, I'll do
I'll cram an English cucumber.
Nope. sure, probably. But it became a place for entrepreneurs and whatever to come in and do whatever you needed done, right? And so that's it. For $50, I'll do your taxes. Now, that's a bad example because obviously you can get it done cheaper. But you need a little help with bookkeeping.
Yeah.
You give me $50 a month, I can take the couple hours it's going to take for your small – it's cheap for you, way cheaper than hiring a bookkeeper. It's fine for me because if I get 10 or 12 of those clients a month, I'm doing fine too. It's service on – I need this right now. There are databases to go find it. And so it's a different way of doing business. Person's comfortable with it because they can have multiple jobs and clients, and they do it when they want to do it. It's not 9 to 5. It's not
no, you're comfortable. No bricks and mortar. You don't have to go and get a shop front.
And that's like that's half the reason that they can keep it so cheap, right? Is all these overheads are just gone. And so if that guy can hire, you know, I design logos. I get 8 clients a month. I'm probably doing fine. If I don't. Yeah, I'm hurting this month. I would have been better on salary or whatever. But I think if you're good at what you do and you whatever, and Uber's no different, right? Lyft is no different, which is just a similar company that doesn't seem to be getting the same notoriety as Uber. But that's where this is going. Service on demand.
It's a less cool name.
Sure. It's kind of makes more sense.
But Uma or Oprah? Uma. Uma.
Uma over Oprah all day.
All day. All day.
So, I mean, it's just one of those things that I don't know if it's a generational thing because, honestly, I think people who are using Uber more often are actually probably younger than you and I. Right?
Yeah, for sure.
Especially young professionals with, you know, if it's going to cost me $30 in a cab or $350 on the bus or 12 via Uber, I probably got 12, right?
Yeah, like for sure, man, yeah. For sure. Last night when I balked at it, I said, forget it.
Yeah.
Keep it all. If I got to wait 30 minutes for a bus or 20 minutes for a cab, well, I'll wait the 30 minutes. I've already invested in the bus. You know what I mean? It's just at that point. But if I had 4 minutes to wait for an Uber and I was going to pay $15, I'm doing it.
Yep.
I'm in that. I'm making my conference call in the comfort of my own home, which instead I had to do part of it on a city bus. How professional is that? Welcome aboard. Yes. So
we're going in another direction.
Yeah. Well, no, they've already got me.
Yeah.
But yeah, to me, that is the whole thing. And honestly, you say trending. And I think of the two people that are most prominent in my mind, both mid to late 20s, right? Who are pumping that whole, and obviously, and they're over the moon with it. They're like, you got to do this.
Yep. Oh, and I've been being told it for months as well. Like, you have to give this a try. You have to, you'll never go back. You'll never call another cab. And right. The more I read about it, the more I hear about it, the more I see the possibilities in it. But I've just never taken the leap and said, do I want to do this through an app? Do I want to? What the hell? I'm going to try it in the morning. I got some time to kill.
I'm almost willing to give you the $10.
Well, and that's the other beauty
part. To see how that goes tomorrow.
And the other beauty part, almost willing.
No, you know what? I got it right here. We'll do it.
The beauty part of it is you set up.
Well, the beauty part of it is I'm actually willing to pay for your cab tomorrow.
That is beauty.
So you can iron out the kinks and then tell me how to do it. And then next time I can just.
That's going to take some time.
Yeah, but it's worth the $10.
Yes. See, service on demand. I will teach Rob.
Well, see, this is exactly right. That is the learning curve to this whole process.
So one of the features of Uber is, and you have to be comfortable with this, but you punch like any, like your music app or like your whatever, your credit card information into the app.
But so, no different than PayPal.
Right. And so it stays secured. It stays encrypted. It's all those things. And so, heaven forbid, you're out somewhere and you've lost your wallet and you can't get home.
Oh,
but I've still got my phone. I can still take. Now, not everybody's going to be comfortable with that, right? But if you've given your credit card information to Apple or Amazon.
Honestly, or Google Play. Or
right, any of these things.
It's just floating out there anyways.
Yeah. Come on. What's one more company?
Well, exactly right. I'm already getting hooped.
Hooper. That'll be the name.
Hooper.
I think that's the cab company.
That is the local cab companies.
So it's, that's a pretty cool feature of it too, is that you're not screwing around at, you know, late at night or if you're in a hurry or whatever, looking for the right change or the right bills.
Or drunk and looking for whatever you got in the cab and trying to figure out
right.
your pin.
Or I've got $15 left in my pocket. Do I want to save that for the cab or have the two more beers I'd really like to have before I get out of here?
Or one beer and a Big Mac.
Well, there is that.
Oh, come on now. Yeah, exactly.
I think we both know what I'm going
for. Yeah, exactly. How about one beer and two sausages from the sausage vendor out in front of the bar?
Yeah.
Awesome.
That guy out front of Union Station in Toronto is one of my favorites. He makes a hell of a hot dog.
Is he singing?
Sometimes.
Yes. I just saw him on the weekend.
Yeah. See, there's one guy that kind of hangs out between the subway and another guy who's up on Front Street. He's kind of been displaced by all the construction, but I'm sure he's making a good hot dog.
Again,
somewhere.
I was just there, and it's much better.
Is it? They've cleaned it.
Yeah, well, not entirely, but quite a bit.
Nice. Safe for making hot dogs again.
Uber.
So, you know, we'll try it out tomorrow. We'll see how it goes. But I do like that feature as well that, you know, it just, and you're not expected to tip. You're not, Uber takes their, I don't even remember what percent. It's shockingly low, 2 or 3% of the ride. And the guy gets paid the rest of it, right? Now, he's got to go and buy gas and
okay,
shit
but,
like that. But,
you know what?
$11 tomorrow for a $27 cab?
Let's look at, you said $11.50. We'll call it $12 from here to to the train station that you're talking about. And I'm thinking, you know what? That is $3 in gas.
Yep.
That is a 10-minute trip.
Yep.
And then he goes on his way.
And again, he can – Uber doesn't give him hours. He gets out on the road. If he wants to do 2 hours tomorrow and 6 hours the next day and none the day after that, it's totally up to him. What do you want to make?
Bud? Or it's his evening. He works in the day and he's got his evenings or he works shift work. Yep. He's a fireman. Police officer, I don't know, whatever it is, right? Yeah.
I spoke to someone else who said that a guy he works with works till 2 in the morning, drives till 4 every day because, you know, he gets used to that schedule and there's people trying to get home from bars and whatever. And then he goes home and goes to bed. So I can normally make $50 in that couple hours. And
right.
Time well spent, right? Like,
and then you go to bed.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's, I don't know. It's an interesting thing. It has its drawbacks, right? These guys aren't. I can't imagine Uber's running full, you know, you have to have a car in certain working condition and this and that. But
really? Do you think they're even in that far?
Yeah.
Yeah, you do?
The car has to be, I don't know how much working condition, but it has to be, I can't remember how, but it can't be older than like 10 years or 12 years or something like that. Like there are limitations like that. But there are guys who, there was one guy I saw on the news when all this Uber stuff started to hit the fan. He was formerly a limousine driver, retired. And so a couple nights a week, he'd get up and didn't have a limousine, but he had a real nice big SUV.
Yeah.
And he'd put his nice suit back on, then the hat, and go and pick. People got a kick out of it, right? Like,
yeah.
Whatever.
Honestly, I totally see that.
Yeah. So, I don't know. It's an interesting thing. I thought the riots today were riots. That's probably overdue. The protests today in France were probably a little over the top. I'm not sure it's worth burning people and taking hostages.
And I think Parisians marching in the street and gesturing and waving, not totally out of place.
Might just have been Thursday.
Exactly. Exactly.
And you know what? Let the poor driver go. Keep Courtney Love. Like, but,
and if you had to burn and stone something, why that? Wait, what? Who said that?
Oh, dear.
Yeah. I'm glad Nate's not here. He'd be up in arms about that.
Up in arms. I don't know if I've ever seen Nate up in arms.
Well, I don't know. I think that's, yeah, okay. I think we were close with you the other
day. So that's probably it for audio whiplash.
And you know what? I think I can speak on behalf of all the listeners.
Oh, great.
And if I can't, I'm going to anyways.
Yep. Get ready. This could be any minority about to get
slammed. Yes. No. I am totally interested in how this works out. Your Uber experience, and you know what?
And it's funny because I bet 3/4 of them have already tried it. Well, it's a big deal.
I was just going to say, listen to you. Yeah.
This thing's 4 years old, man.
Exactly. I've been doing this. I drive for Uber. Yeah. So me personally, and this is really what it's all about, how does Rob benefit from this? Okay. So we're going to find out, and you know what? I look forward to it.
Yeah. We'll see how she goes, but I have no doubt it'll be quick and easy, so we'll see you tomorrow.
Quick and easy. That's what she said.
Or he.
Okay. Depends how I feel.
Either way. Let's wrap this up before it gets too far off the rails. Yeah, exactly. Take it easy, everybody. Yeah,
see you later.
Well, this one's empty. For more, visit tallcanaudio.com or find us on Twitter and Facebook at tallcanaudio.